Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Sandy Adams guides us through the New Testament book of 1 Peter. Now to Pastor Sandy.
Chapter 4 begins with more encouragement for those who are being persecuted. He says, "He who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." In other words, physical pain does have some spiritual effects. Persecution can purify our motives. It can crystallize our commitment. In verse 4, Peter speaks of the person who will think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. Have you had a few people like that? Who thought it strange that you weren't running with them anymore? These were the people who used to be your friends. But now that you've turned from a sinful lifestyle, now they mock you. "Oh, she's no fun anymore. Oh, who wants to hang around him anymore? He's not cool. You know, hey, let's move on. Forget them." Today, your former friends snicker at your faith, but don't be deceived. The joke one day is going to be on them. Verse 5 tells us, "They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead." God is the one who gets the last laugh. You follow God. God will protect you. That's where the action is. Verse 7 declares, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers." And verse 8, "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." Above all things, have love. We had a kid on our baseball team in high school who was a bumbling, stumbling outfielder. You know, he couldn't catch a baseball if you'd given him a bushel basket. He was definitely a defensive liability. But he was in the lineup because this kid could hit. I mean, he could crush the baseball. In fact, he could hit. The fact that he could hit covered a multitude of errors. And I'll let you in on a little secret. If you want to be in God's lineup, every year, every day, year in and year out, learn to love as Jesus loves. For it doesn't matter if you aren't the most skilled person. It doesn't matter if you make your share of mistakes. If you can love like Jesus loves, you're going to play on God's team. God is going to find a position for you. The Holy Spirit always packs His lineup with heavy-hitting lovers. Love covers a multitude of sins. And Peter continues, "Be hospitable." And in verse 10, "Use your spiritual gift." In fact, I think there is a spiritual gift of hospitality. It's a supernatural ability to make people feel at home. And I think many have been led to Jesus through this gift. Verse 12 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you." Don't act surprised when you get persecuted. If this wicked world nailed Jesus to a tree, do you expect them to roll out the red carpet for His followers? Come on. Verse 13, "Rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. Share in Christ's momentary sufferings, and one day you'll share in His eternal glory." Chapter 4, verse 17 is a sober warning. "For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God." You know, I do believe that the biggest obstacle in the world today that keeps people from Jesus Christ is the hypocrisy and the selfishness they see in the church. You know, we can't draw people out of the darkness if we're asleep in the light. God's shaking does need to begin with us at the house of God.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Sandy Adams is the pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.